Namaskar and welcome to the new episode of Freedom Chowdhury podcast. As you know, Freedom Chowdhury podcast covers issues of press freedom, freedom of expression, RTI, media policies, laws, human rights and many more. Myself, Deepa Adhikari, along with my two colleagues from Freedom Forum. On occasion of World Press Freedom Day, May 3, like every year, this year too, Freedom Forum has recorded press freedom violation cases and prepared an analytical report on it. Now let's start the podcast with press freedom data, which is compilation of violations from May 2019 to April 2020. According to the report, this year, a total of 107 press freedom violation cases have been recorded. With unprecedented health crisis following outbreak of COVID-19, Nepali media too has been suffering much for some months. It has resulted in journalists' loss of jobs, closure of many small media, and curtailment of news from the big media. Citizens' right to information, free speech, free press, and entire media industry have been badly dented with this. Number of press freedom violations slightly increased this year, with 107 as comparison to 104 last year. The sporadic violations directly affected a total of 206 journalists across the country this year. Out of total affected with the violations this year, 62 are from threats followed by 44 from attack and manhandle combined, 39 from arrest, 27 from misbehavior, 21 from barred from reporting, 9 from vandalism and obstruction combined, and 4 from expulsion from job. Categorizing the affected ones as per media type, among the affected, 69 were from online media, 48 from print, 42 from television, and 30 from radio, 14 freelance, and 3 others journalists were affected. As per the province, Province 3, which is also the federal capital Kathmandu, witnessed the highest number of violations, 43, followed by Province 2, 20. Similarly, Province 1 and Gandaki province shared equal number of violations, 10. Province 5 and Far West province witnessed equal number of violations, 6. And Karnali province recorded 12 violations cases. Most of the violations took place while journalists were covering stories regarding public interest concern issues, crime, irregularities, corruption, and political demonstrations. Now let's discuss about the major incidents that took place this year.
Namaste. I'm Nanumaya Kharka from Freedom Forum. Okay. So talking about some of the major incidents during this year, we recorded that on the third week of March, Press Council Nepal, a media regulatory body, shut down nearly 50 websites and wrote to the National Telecommunication Authority to restrict access to those online portals from the country, alleging them of spreading false information on COVID-19. Similarly, on April 1st, the Sirhan Technologies Private Limited, having its link to the IT expert to Prime Minister, secretively removed the content, which was a story about the corruption on purchase of medical equipments involving the sons of Prime Minister's chief advisor and of Deputy Prime Minister, from the back end of the news portal www.kathmandupress.com. Editor-in-chief of the news portal, Mr. Cosmos Biswakarma, wrote in Twitter that the news story was removed illegally from the website on Wednesday, 1st April, and the media was also investigating into the illegal hacking of the portal. Moreover, the news portal was suspended for 1.5 hours too. He has further shared the information. The staff from the software company repeatedly urged the editor to remove the news. Similarly, in a separate incident, the state-owned Radio Nepal had removed an interview which it had with the former Prime Minister Dr. Babaram Bhattarai on April 27. The Radio Nepal also directed its staff to be cautious while choosing guests in the program to be broadcast from the Radio Nepal. In the talk program, former Prime Minister Dr. Bhattarai had criticized Nepal's Prime Minister's recent activities. So, Deepa and Diksha, it is really concerning that we have been witnessing those kind of incidents in our country in the recent days. Meanwhile, there are also other incidents like many FOI practitioners such as journalists, common citizens as well as critics have been arrested for allegedly posting hoax information via social media platforms about the government passiveness in addressing the COVID-19 crisis. The FOI practitioners have been writing about the mismanagement of the public bodies regarding food distributions, delay in providing emergency services, battery inflicted upon the public to enforce the decisions. The government bodies have been claiming that this information tarnished public persona. So owing to this, recently Nepal police had arrested the former secretary Bhim Upadhyaya for allegedly posting negative comments on the government's action and public policies through his social media platforms. He had been held for cybercrime charges by the Central Cyber Bureau of Nepal Police on the 22nd of April. And Kathmandu District Court remanded him 3 days of the custody on 23rd of April. Again, Freedom Forum also recorded that the three journalists working at Province Broadcasting Center, Dipal of Radio Nepal, namely Sunita Rawal, Prakash Bum, and Chakra Kumar, were dismissed from their job without prior notice and explanation. Three of those were called at the Radio Broadcasting Service Development Committee on August 19 and informed about their dismissal verbally without any explanation. So friends, the Prime Minister of Nepal has been repeatedly discrediting and demoralizing media and its role. Those against free press are encouraged and stalked with such anti-press views. Recently too, just before 2 to 3 days, he had accused the media and social media users of acting against stability and development in Nepal, which is really worrying condition of press freedom in our country. Now, looking into the impunity-related cases for crimes against journalists, which FF has recorded many incidents of impunity. Although very late, the efforts made to reduce impunity relating to crimes against journalists must be welcomed. Once the authorities concerned pay such attention, rest of the cases on crimes against journalists could be addressed gradually. Recently, Nepal police has arrested murder convicts of two journalists killed in the past period, to which FF believes would certainly provide moral boost to the working journalists for continuing the profession despite the adversity. Those cases were, in one of the cases, the main accused, Bam Bahadur Khadka, in case of journalists, Dekendra Raj Thapa, was arrested. Among four accused involved in the murder, fugitive Khadka, a resident of Cheudi Pusako, Tullu Municipality, Ward No. 6 from the Dailek District, was finally taken into custody. This order was given by the district court after the district police office Dailek brought Khadka before the court on 3rd March of 2020. Dekendra Thapa was a local reporter to Radio Nepal, and he was abducted and subsequently killed by the cadres of then Communist Party of Nepal on August of 10, 2004. He was abducted from Channa Bazar of then Bhawani Village Development Committee on June 4th of 2004. Similarly, after 12 years of the incident, Nepal police has again arrested the convict Narendra Kumar Faujada Eka Kundan from his own residence at Baragadi Rural Municipality, Bara, on March 7, 2020. Journalist Birendra Saha was a reporter with Avenues TV, Drishti Weekly and Nepal FM. He was first abducted by the cadres of the then rival Communist Party of Nepal on October 5, 2007 from Pipara of Bahara district. Later, he was found dead at the then Dumarwala Village Development Committee, Ward No. 7 of the same district, after a month of abduction on November 8, 2007. Similarly, In some of the cases, the justice is awaited both in the conflict era case of Tan Bahadur Magar and the post-conflict cases of Jagat Prasad Joshi, Jamim Shah and Devi Prasad Dital. Also, FF recently learned that the complaint filed by Tan Bahadur's family has been lost from the commission, which is really worrying. Hence, conflict era cases should be addressed by the transitional justice mechanism bodies. Also, effort to weaken the role of Human Rights Commission and judiciary have direct impact on the impunity relating to crimes against journalists. Delayed hearing on the petitions on FOI and journalist rights is equally worrying. Since 2008, Freedom Forum has been continuously prodding the political leaderships, lawmakers, police administrations and judiciary to address the pending cases for impunity and catering justices to the families of the slain journalists. Let's hope the remaining cases of the impunity will also come to an end with the fair justice to the victim families, and the press freedom situation in our country will be even more better in the future. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Diksha Rao. I'm working in the capacity of a legal officer in Freedom Forum. Talking about the law and policy front, it's sad to report that there have not been any significant changes since we reported last time at the end of 2019. It is because both in federal and provincial levels, conservative and haphazard approach are adopted in making laws and policies related to press and information. If we specifically talk about the Nepal Special Service Bill, which was introduced in Parliament this year, it is a matter of great concern, as it mentions that intelligence agencies can directly monitor or intercept calls and conversations by merely getting approval from the department head. Now, this provision not only encourages high-handedness of the state agency, but also it ruins journalists' right to free reporting. Investigative stories and journalism will die at the hand of such provisions. Also, if we talk about the mass communication bill, which was introduced again this year in Gandaki province, it consists of misleading, vague and confusing terminologies to define certain terminologies such as publisher, station chief. It also gives excessive authority to the Office of Press Registrar to levy punishment to the journalist. It also provides separate licensing provision to online news portals and online news channels. The provisions are obviously against thriving press freedom. Journalism through digital medium is highly discouraged, and this is not good for overall press freedom in Nepal. Also, no initiative have been taken to amend the restrictive provisions on Media Council Act, Criminal Code and Civil Code. Although the Parliament asked the government to revoke the online media directive, it has not been annulled yet. And this is how the voice for changing state-owned media such as Radio Nepal and Nepal Television to public service broadcasting has been grossly ignored at the present. Similarly, Province 3 passed RTI Act by defiling the provision of independent institution to look after RTI, but just as the branch of ministry. Although federal law has acknowledged political parties as public body, it has contradictory provision. Now, talking about the Broadcasting Act brought in Province 5 and Karnali Province, these both have also shown government hold. Government's interference on content regulation is established. Institutions to be formed under this act are also under the government control. Under consideration is also Radio FM TV Bill in Far West Province Assembly. The draft of Mass Communication Bill is in making in Gandaki Province. Both have similar control-oriented feature like we talked about earlier. A media directive in judiciary, which is also in making, has the provision that media is allowed to carry only authorized information. It gravely ignores whistleblower provision of RTI Act, and it discourages investigative reporting in judicial sectors. Also, the demand of decriminalization of journalism is ignored widely. The sad reality is that the trend of criminalizing freedom of expression for journalists is being observed in all local, provincial and federal level. Not only that, these trends have remained this year also, but it has tremendously increased in the recent time.
While analyzing the trend this year, blaming, discrediting and making verbal attack and threatening journalists and free press have further escalated. As even the top leadership in political parties, especially the ruling one, is showing severe intolerance, other state apparatus are encouraged to follow the suit. It is resulted in belittling the role of free press in democracy, panicked journalists, and increased efforts to control information regime. Prioritizing, giving importance to government media, and discrediting private media have sharply increased. The journalists from private media are not allowed to the office of the president and the prime minister, thereby dividing media and journalists. As the political disputes emerge lately dominating the state affairs, the democratic space is largely shrunk where free press is suffering. The tussle within the ruling party over leadership mismanagement created vertical division among their cadres and leaders, fomenting factions which have resulted in mounting intolerance to news and media reports. Electronic Transaction Act is a continuous source of journalist suffering since its enactment. Anyone intolerant to free media are invoking it randomly and harassing media persons. With increasing number of internet-based media and their quicker visibility and immediate impact as compared to the print media, the journalists working in internet-based media are more vulnerable. Issuance of public threat to reporters by social media, Facebook, is another new trend. Although it is natural to have additional sensitivity, precaution, and preparedness in view of the COVID-19 pandemic, the government's coordinated efforts to hide information draws huge concern. Similarly, growing intimidation, threat to and arrest of journalists and media houses in the name of spreading rumor and fake news is another worrisome development. Alleging journalists of spreading rumor was rife this year, especially while exposing the weakness and mismanagement on the face of COVID-19 crisis. Together with undue pressure on the reporters was built in a bid to control media and journalists. It signals threat to press freedom. In the wake of stay-at-home order enforced to contain the spread of COVID-19 in the country, thousands of media were disrupted, thereby relieving journalists for their job. It has not only resulted in the financial crisis, but also badly shrank the information regime. State-owned media are misused for guided flow of information. At a time when the voice has been raised over decades to change the state-owned Radio Nepal into the public service broadcaster, misuse of this media for the admiration of ruling party is a serious setback on the constitutionally guaranteed right to free expression. This Radio Nepal case reflects growing interference of government and has disrespected the editorial freedom, which is not only against constitution but also detrimental to broader democratic values. Ironically, the state which should ensure protection of fundamental right to freedom of expression has been engaged in infringing the democratic exercise of the right. Sustainability of media and journalist financial safety are suffering much for the journalists favoring government are protected and promoted while those making healthy criticism and belonging to different political faith are expelled without reason. It has vertically divided the journalist, thereby controlling every media by the political thumb. One of the horrible trends this past year was the ruling party gather the journalists near them and administer the oath treating them as their political cadres. It is essentially a step ahead to capture media with party politics. With increased tussle in the political parties and leadership, the number of civilian and journalists are hassled and threatened. The dispute in political leadership resulting in hostility to journalists warrant equal concern. Mobilization of group of people to belittle and castigate the journalists and critics who have differing views to government activities is a horrible trend that is violating journalists and silencing citizens' voice. Council must not act arbitrarily. It has not specified any methodology or type of content as misinformation. Yes, it is rightful body to monitor the content, while in the name of monitoring content, blocking media is deplorable. Also, in the name of misinformation, journalists must not be panicked and media must not be controlled. Though Press Council is the right body to monitor media contents and is eligible to ask for clarification to concerned media, Its random act to block news portal is deplorable. Banning online news portals is unconstitutional as Nepal's constitution itself guarantees rights to free press and freedom of expression. Blanket approach adopted to block the sites will suppress the freedom of expression. About the projection and need. In the wake of the political dispute and global crisis of COVID-19, free press is to suffer more in the days to come with weak media economy. The journalists and media houses will see tougher days to save journalism in the wake of surveillance. They therefore need to equip themselves technically and technologically to avoid surveillance. Journalist capacity building with digital skills is a must to minimize rising digital threats. As harshness is growing from the state apparatus in the name of stability, journalists are in need of additional physical and professional safety to investigate the corruption, crimes, and irregularities. The misuse of this problematic Electronic Transaction Act is likely to growing in the tough time. Therefore, unified voice from all the concerned stakeholders against this needs to be continued. Free press stakeholders and freedom of expression defenders should be together and work in unison to stay away from the guided information and misinformation that is highly likely to come with abuse of state agencies targeting and tarnishing the role of free media in democracy. Journalistic ethics in media journalists is must to avoid equally essential to keep intact the influence of media to bring positive changes. Active and continuous advocacy for the freedom of expression, free press, and journalists' rights is imperative. In the work of the weekend media in the face of COVID-19 pandemic, broader discussion and collaboration among the media fraternity and freedom of expression and information advocacy group is essential so that media presence will be restored and free press contributed for well-functioning democracy. With this, we end our today's episode of Freedom Chowdhury podcast. As always, we expect your critical and constructive comments on our podcast issues. Myself, Deepa Adhikari, along with my colleagues, Nanumaya Khadka and Diksha Raut, also signing out from this episode. Thank you for listening us. Namaste.